Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time the Steelers made it this far, it was 2017, and they were getting ready to suffer a defeat that many have said was the beginning of the decline of the franchise when they got beat at home by Jacksonville and fell behind 21-0 in that game to Blake Bortles and Doug Marone in the Jags. Malzi's here. Donnie is here after pulling a double dip, hosting with Joe, but he won't be here for long because he is off to Shane Gillis tonight. One of the great comedians in America. I have not been to a comedy show. Well, that's a lie, actually. Donnie and I were at the Joey Molinaro show at City Winery last year.
I don't think I've ever gone to a comedy show in my life. Like, and I've watched a bunch of stand-up specials. I don't think I've ever said, I got to go buy tickets. No, man, I'm very embarrassed. I went and saw Dane Cook in his heyday, in his, like...
You want me to one-up you, or in this case, one-down you?
The apex of his popularity. He played the Bryce Jordan Center, Donnie.
When I was in college, same thing. You were at the Bryce Jordan Center. I got stoned out of my mind, and I went and saw Wanda Sykes.
I would rather see Wanda Sykes. I think much funnier than Dane Cook.
All right. If that doesn't one-down you, I'll try again. I feel like five or 6 years ago, my wife and I went and saw Amy Schumer at the PPG Paints Arena, and that was, see this green pen? Put it in my eye repeatedly, and that would have been...
That was definitely after she, like, stopped being even, like, funny adjacent.
That would have been funnier than what
one,
I saw that
The
night.
One you could have told me that I think I would have said, okay, you've got me. Do you remember Carlos Mencia?
Yeah.
Mencia.
Yeah, I was going to say Mencia's mine.
What an absolute hack.
I always
the next
wanted
funny
to see
thing
Dave
he
Chappelle.
Says will be the first.
I always wanted to see Chappelle.
I wanted to see Mitch Hedberg in his heyday. He had no stage
well,
presence.
Well, he's dead
but
now, Chris. So that
really?
Yeah. That ain't gonna
you
happen.
You don't say. You know, he was his last show or one of his last shows was at IUP.
Get out of here.
I usually party. Ed Bouchette was no. Can you imagine if Ed was like, I want to go see this man? He's a modern
that
day Stephen Wright.
You know what? You actually just said something that I think look into.
Ed.
Yes.
A check-in.
We need to just have Ed on and
an Ed Bouchette drop-in.
We miss an entire season of Ed Takes.
Have we made overtures to Ed?
No,
that
I haven't
like
reached out in a while. I love Ed. If anyone knows Ed and can relay the message.
You have his number.
I do, but it would be funnier if someone said, hey, Pony and Mueller want to have you on.
He would be offended by that. He'd say, they both have my number. Why can't they call
me? Yeah, you're probably right.
What are you doing here?
So Donnie's going to go watch that. I guess it beats watching Steelers playoff games. Shane Gillis. You think Shane Gillis will be decked out in Notre Dame gear? Probably. He loves Notre Dame, and he made fun of Nick Saban. On national TV.
I feel like it's a common thing, like when guys do stand up, it's a plain look. Like he'll roll out there with like a black
like
t-shirt.
Like a flannel shirt,
jeans.
Black t-shirt, jeans, because you don't want the I feel like you get a Bobcat Goldthwait or like a Carrot Top reputation if you're showing up with like a prop jersey that you're
remember
wearing.
Remember when I saw a Carrot Top at the Super Bowl? The guy looked like he was on death's door. I mean, it looked brutal.
Well, wasn't he roided out for a very long time?
I don't know what happened to him, but he looked so strung out. I thought Jim McMahon looked really bad. He was in a wheelchair. Obviously, Jim had concussion problems
And Carrot Top had, just in bad shape.
Had
though.
Drinking issues that he needed yes. to get over. And I'm like, oh man, that's so sad to see Jim McMahon look like this. And then
he's
I saw Carrot
60.
Top. And Carrot yeah. Top compared to Jim McMahon, he made Jim look like
picture of health.
Yeah, Carrot Top him, is he made him look like Body by Jake.
Carrot Top is basically like the he's like the punchline or the subject of I think one of the funniest Norm MacDonald lines.
Yes, you
in,
love
in
bringing
history.
That up.
I do. It's
chairman of the board. Board spelled B-O-R-E-D. You love that joke.
It's such a good on the fly line. It is. Everybody loved it and had to pretend that they didn't.
So Donnie's off to see Gillis. That was Dulac on Eisen. So Eisen won't really bring on guys that are going to kill Tomlin. And Dulac isn't allowed to do any of our shows because of
Has he read one of Jerry's mailbags? Jerry's pretty damn critical when he's answering some
of
these questions.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. And Dulac doesn't go on any of our shows because he has a contract with the Steelers radio network. So this is how we get some of his audio on things through this kind of back channel. Way.
Pony, can I hijack this slightly and just say there was one answer that Jerry gave in there above all the others that had me most dispirited?
Yes, and I know what it's and I know what it is, and we're going to get to that. I know exactly because that's where my mind went when I heard this as well.
Now I got to pick something that if he guesses correctly, I'd be like, no, actually, it's not that. Anyway.
So, obviously, saying the Steelers have no interest in Aaron Rodgers, that is music to my ears and I think yours and also Donnie's. And I really think
most people,
just about every fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because this seems to me to be one of those media-driven things that fans hate. You know, I'll talk about myself as a fan here. When I hear talking heads on TV or hear people bring up Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers, I actually get annoyed by it because I don't want that over-the-hill personality on my football team who's going to make it about himself and everything else. And so it's a relief to hear. I thought this. I probably could have gotten this information on my own if I wanted it. But it's good to hear that the man that has the best relationship with the Steelers owner among people in the media just say it's a non-starter. There's basically 0.0 chance to get Aaron Rodgers. A little bit more surprising that he said that about Cousins, but I get it. You just tried a 36-year-old quarterback and you lost in the playoffs. Why try another 36-year-old quarterback who has a worse big game resume, much
and,
worse big
and
game
worse
resume.
Health.
Yes, than Russell Wilson, touche. And then the other two, so he just opined on his own about Darnold, and so I don't take that as the Steelers like Sam Darnold. I took that more as Jerry's own two cents as a football writer. You know, this would be a good landing spot for him. It's the last comment that I think is the one where I'm like, really? Really? So he says they're not, this is talking in absolutes. They're not going to draft someone. There are 7 rounds of the draft. They're not going to take a flyer on anybody.
He mean they're not going to draft one early? Because he did say something else that makes me think it's specifically about the early portions of the draft.
This is like, how do you define sex?
Well, he just says
Clinton.
They're not in
early.
They're not in position to means to me. That's like he's talking about a first rounder.
You can get in position to if you want.
Well, Pony, thank you. Now that we have arrived, that is the most dispiriting part of this. It's the guy most plugged into the owner, implying that because they're not picking high in the first round, they are by default not in position to get a quarterback, which is what pisses me off about this team. If they had if they had a hole at, just give me like an innocuous position that they overvalue.
Guard.
Or safety at this point, because a lot of teams go cheap at safety. They'd be more than happy to trade up 12 spots if they thought they could get their man. Now, I don't want them to do that in this class, because I don't think there are many, if any, great quarterback prospects. But the idea that he's saying, well, they're not in position, and the subtext there is trading up aggressively is out of the question, it makes me frustrated. It makes me mad. Because they just don't get it. If that's how they actually feel internally and Jerry's reporting is accurate and that's a real reflection of how Art views this and maybe Mike views this, even Omar, they just don't get it. Does that apply to this year? Does it apply to next year too? If they go somehow 10-7 again?
Donnie, there were 4 doors there and the guy that knows Art Rooney best and has his ear among reporters the best shut 3 of them. Rodgers, Cousins, and drafting a quarterback. How does that sit with you?
I get where he's going on the Rodgers thing, because it doesn't seem like that would be a good match here. The Cousins avenue is very similar to what they just did with Russell Wilson. It would be getting a quarterback at the veteran minimum that is getting paid big money elsewhere, who is also coming off injury. What it also does is tell me that it seems like the two favorites are the guys that they just had. Like, Fields and Wilson are the two favorites, I feel, to come back.
Which I think it's Fields of those two. I just think that
it seems like the tide is turning that way.
It feels like the decks are randomly being cleared here for Justin Fields, a guy who we all like. Yeah, we get the athletic abilities fun, and he can win you some games in a certain way. But does anybody? I know I don't even need to ask. Like, seriously, it's rhetorical. Does anybody really think you're going to win big with Justin Fields? The answer's no.
The only hope is if you recreate the Eagles, and even the Eagles have serious reservations about having a Justin Fields type quarterback in their offense. How do I know that? Because ideally they want to have Hurts throw the ball like 15 times in a game.
Which is weird that they paid A.J. Brown big money.
And Smith.
A.J. Brown and Smith would basically say, okay, we want all 15 of those targets split evenly between the two of us.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.